Hello, it's another post-match show after Liverpool drawn another game 1-1 against Stuttgart. Liverpool were bright, Neil. Stuttgart played really pretty well as well. It was a lively game, a few lively tackles, but a decent challenge for Liverpool in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think Liverpool, in a sense, Jürgen Klopp got what he wanted, until maybe we get to about the last 7 minutes, at which point he'd be like, can you stop kicking the footballers now, please? Stuttgart were intense, they were good. The shape was decent, they looked to play on the break against Liverpool, and I think all of that's worthy of a little bit of credit. As I say, Liverpool don't pick these teams by accident. It's not like they're just ringing round. Yeah. There's certain things they're looking for, and they'll have relationships with some clubs as well. That said, it does get a little bit feisty towards the end. For me, I was really pleased with Tsimikas, to be honest with you. I thought he was the one you came away from feeling like he'd really grabbed the opportunity to get some attention. It's not just the goal. I think he looks after that flank really, really well. Mané gets to come and fill the space that Chamberlain's leaving at times. Chamberlain started brightly. So for me, Tsimikas can, you know, he really looks like a footballer able to play in Robertson's stead there. A couple of times you'd like to maybe even a little bit higher, but that'll come over a period of time. For me, you know, if there's one you're looking to see start against Mainz from that game, for certain, I want to see Tsimikas get himself another, so let's say 60 minutes or so, to see if he can grab that position and allow Andy Robertson to have a bit of rest at some point this season.
Yeah, we've got to remember, Tsimikas and Andy came in with a decent reputation, you know, and you know, they had other options at left back, but we went for him. And you saw why a little bit today. I thought he linked up well with his teammates, and he, as Neil says, looked like he could be an option for us next season, which is what they got him in to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was just unfortunate last year with injuries and one thing and the other.
Bad times as well.
Bad times, and like, you're expecting him to bed in over 2 or 3 months, like Andy Robertson did, to be fair, when he first signed. So yeah, hopefully there's a player in there, and we will need that cover, because I feel blunder not to give him credit. Made a good point today, but you know, Robertson hasn't had the rest for quite a while and could do with it. And top that, he had a lovely head of hair as well.
Yeah.
I think the second team won the haircuts today.
Yeah, second team won the haircuts. Harvey Elliott with a sensible new haircut, playing centre midfield.
Sensible? More sensible.
Now he's got a more sensible haircut. Yeah. He's now, like, you're allowed to play centre midfield now. He looked great as well.